6:40 here on WTOP. As we approach summer, it is time to think a little bit about rosés for our wine drinking pleasure.
Well, who could we ask about rosés? Let me think. Oh,
there he is.
Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg is here and says pink wine is not just for summer anymore. Hello, Mr. Greenberg.
Well, hello, Hillary.
So let's talk about the love of rosé in summer.
I love rosés. And particularly summer. It's just like the time because they're versatile, they're crisp, they're delightful, they're pink, they're fun.
Very good.
What else about them?
Well, they're made from a variety of different grapes. It's not just rosé is not a grape, by the way. It's a style of wine, usually made from wet red wine grapes such as, you know, Pinot Noir or even Syrah. And they're bled off the skin, so they crush the grapes and then the juice is quickly bled off the skin, so they just take on a slightly pink or rosé color. So that's kind of where they get their name from.
Well, let's start with something Italian, Scott, like a Moscato.
Yes, molto bene. Let's talk about the sparkling Moscato of the non-vintage Villa Giolanda Moscato Rosé. Now, this is from the Piedmont region of Italy. As you said, 100% Moscato. Now, this is a sparkling wine, so we're going to start with a little few bubbles in our glass, but I really like this beautiful sense of raspberry and cherry on the nose. Get those fresh, clean strawberry and cherry flavors in the mouth. Just a little touch of cranberry there on that crisp finish. It's kind of nice, a little festive feel to the wine. Best of all, $10.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, not a bad way to start the summer.
Now, you found a pretty nice rosé just down the road in Middleburg.
Right down the road, the 2012 Boxwood, I love saying this, Topiary.
Topiary. Nice word.
Yeah, Topiary Rosé. This is a blend of Malbec, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, typical Bordeaux blend, but again, it's a rosé. Beautiful, bright flavors of strawberry, red cherry, ripe peach now in this, and it just coats the tongue. It's just got this really nice mouthfeel, crisp acidity. I think this would actually be a winner with like grilled salmon. $16.
You know, I've had a Pinot Noir rosé before and really liked it, and you have one to talk about.
I do. The 2013 Elk Cove Pinot Noir rosé from Willamette Valley, Oregon. This is made from by a buddy of mine, Adam Campbell, and I just love this wine. Wonderfully crisp and dry, but it delivers just loads of pretty fruit flavors. You get the strawberry, the raspberry, the watermelon. It's fresh and balanced. Just nice. Serve it chilled. Get a hammock. $16.
And we can't let you go without you telling us about a rosé from your favorite place.
Absolutely. Ooh la la. You know, I fell in love with rosés in a sidewalk cafe in Provence. So the 2013...
That is so romantic.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And fortunately, Cindy was there with me.
Yeah.
The 2013 Chateau d'Esclans rosé, the Whispering Angel Côte de Provence. This wine's made from a blend of Grenache, Cinsault, Mourvèdre, a little touch of Syrah in there. It transports me back to that cafe every time I have it. You get a little dry watermelon in there, strawberry, cherry, hints of spice on the pretty finish. Just a little something extra to keep you coming back for another sip. $17, and I would gladly have this with roast chicken.
I'm going to get one.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Scott. Happy weekend.
Good weekend. You too.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.